The London Stock Exchange knocked out by a technical problem. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Rob Young. Good morning. Investors were taken by surprise as trading in London was unexpectedly delayed by an hour. So far, the exchange has failed to provide an explanation for the market's early outage, simply blaming a technical glitch. David Madden is on the trading floor at CMC Markets.
Trading glitches are known to happen on exchanges. There hasn't been one on the London Stock Exchange for 8 years, so traders were kind of looking at each other, waiting for an announcement to say there'd been some sort of issue.
Do we have any idea yet what caused this outage?
Nothing has been confirmed yet. It's only just that there's been a technical issue, but obviously that could include many ranges of issues, largely IT issues, change of volume, or if there's any change on their IT programs. These exchanges are open for 8.5 hours every single day. It's only a certain amount of downtime they have to actually integrate upgrades. So if there's an issue with a project overrunning in terms of maintenance or upgrades, that could also be an issue as well.
There have been threats for a number of years that hackers might try to disrupt London's financial centre. Presumably that also must be one possibility as well.
Absolutely. Given that the amount of money that passes through exchanges and given the potentially sensitive information that the exchange would have, security is taken extremely seriously.
David Madden. Right, let's do the numbers. Global markets are broadly higher, but London's FTSE 100 is down slightly after that glitch was fixed. Shares in the German pharmaceutical giant Bayer are trading in positive territory. The company's $63 billion acquisition of Monsanto is expected to close today. Now, Turkey is suffering from red-hot inflation and a currency that's rapidly losing value. The central bank is meeting right now to decide whether to increase interest rates from their already high level of 16.5%, less than 3 weeks before a presidential election. The BBC's Victoria Craig has more.
A rate rise in Turkey could come as early as today. One analyst putting odds on a move by the central bank is Paul McNamara from GAM Investments.
I think it would be very risky if they don't. The reason inflation keeps rising is because they've been too late. I think currency stability is probably the big political priority here.
But there's something standing in the way. A president in the midst of an increasingly challenging re-election battle who is not a fan of using interest rates to steer the economy. Here's Nigel Rendell from Medley Global Advisors.
The trouble is that people see monetary policy in Turkey being controlled not by the central bank, but by President Erdogan. He is the person that most people believe ultimately decides when rates will rise. The Turkish central bank has an appalling track record of controlling inflation and raising interest rates when it should do. So this is going to be a real test of whether they're going to put their money where their mouth is.
The bank's governor last week signaled there'd be a bigger appetite among policymakers to raise rates if inflation continued to shoot higher. As if on cue, new data Monday showed Turkey's inflation rate rose nearly 2 percentage points in May to above 12%. With the economy on the brink of overheating, the presidential election at the end of the month is throwing more fuel on the fire and adding more pressure to the central bank. In a recent TV interview, the president suggested if he wins another term, he'll be even more hands-on with monetary policy. Mr. Rendell says if that's the outcome, a worst-case scenario could involve rate cuts rather than continued rate rises.
Then we get into a situation where, you know, we get higher and higher inflation and weaker currency. And I think foreign investors then desert Turkey, which could turn into a sort of financial crisis for the country.
While we're not there yet, some analysts are still warning a failure to hike rates now will worsen the lira's already sharp declines. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
Now, strong demand and dwindling supply are pushing up home prices across America. There are signs, though, the New York market is cooling down. Here in London, after years of strong growth, property prices are now falling at the fastest rate since the financial crisis. Of course, that's good news for some Londoners. So are there further decreases to come, and could it affect the rest of Britain? Oh, wow, what a stunning view of the river.
I think your reaction is the same as most buyers when they come through the door for the first time.
Estate agent Stephen Hurd is showing me around a luxury two-bedroom flat on the south bank of the River Thames. It's been on the market since last year.
It's on for £1.5 million, and the offers we've been getting today have been around 1.2. This is very common at the moment in central London.
This swanky development is far from your average London home. It's got a fountain in manicured gardens, a spa and a swimming pool. Despite the calming facilities, this is the ground zero of London's housing market correction. Prices in this borough have fallen 16% over the past year. The average London property value is down by 2.7% over the past year, but prices have still doubled since the financial crisis. Simon Rubinson is the chief economist at the Royal Institution of Chartered Surveyors.
The question is whether or not the market moves into a more stagnant state where there isn't any level of activity, where developers slow the rate at which they put property onto the market because they can't sell at the price they envisage from a viability point of view. And the second-hand market, we're seeing some of this already, but potential vendors say, well, I thought my property was worth X, it's now worth X minus a little. Well, in that case, I don't really want to sell it, I think I'll sit tight.
A recent survey of estate agents across the country suggested they expect prices to neither rise nor fall in the short term. Funula Early, an independent housing economist, predicts prices won't decline all that much if they do fall.
The only issue is if prices fall very, very rapidly, then that affects people's wealth. That's not the situation we're expecting at the moment.
Summer is the busiest time of the year for estate agents, so within a few months we should know if London's property market is merely slowing down after years of breakneck price rises, or if valuations in some parts of the capital will continue falling. In London, I'm Rob Young with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.